circuses on the air.
Mr. President, does it?
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Dave, we've been doing this history thing a very long time.
I know we have.
very long time.
We not only do it on your weekend show, but every time you fill in on holidays like today, we always do it also. Never miss a beat.
Yeah, you know, Fridays, I'm on 7 to 10, and actually it's going to be 6 to 10 starting the week after New Year's, and our segment's about 9:30. We are closing out the tail end of the show. But anyway, Chris...
my friends tell me, that. Well, how are you? You're very talented.
You're very talented. You're very talented. We're talking a little bit about classic Christmas in Chicago. And Andy, please feel free to jump in. You've been approved to
Thank
join
you.
This segment.
Appreciate that very
you're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome. It's all... the holiday windows at Marshall Field's, the Walnut Room, that is a big holiday tradition, and it's been happening since. Here's so funny: the holiday windows trace their history back to the early days of Marshall Field's, and in 1897, it was Field's new display manager Arthur Fraser who pioneered window design for retailers, and his Christmas toy windows were especially enthralling. So they continued through World War II. The windows, and of course, just like everything else, kind of shut down during World War II out of respect for our soldiers fighting the war. He said, you know what? I'm going to make the windows something special. I want to start making a story out of them. 1946, Fields introduced Uncle Mistletoe to compete with who, Dave?
Uncle Mistletoe? Competing probably with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And where was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
That was in Montgomery Ward.
It was Montgomery Ward. That was Randolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at first.
You know of that history.
I do. I had worked for Montgomery Ward, right. and I took care of some of their archives, and it's amazing to see that stuff there. But he was a copywriter and someone that, you know, sketched ads and so forth. And at some point, Montgomery Ward said to the May family, where's my massive notes? Robert L. May. And Montgomery Ward gifted him the rights after they made some money off of it for about 20 years. So the May family still owns the rights to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
But Uncle Mistletoe was a character they had for a very, very long time. As well, there was actually a black and white TV series with that. The great tree in the Walnut Room is well over a century old as well as the chicken pot pie. And beginning of the Great Depression in 1929, Chicago-based Marshall Field's purchased Frederick and Nelson on the West Coast, and they invented Frango Mint. So that's how Marshall Field's got a hold of Frango, which is now produced and owned by Garrett's Popcorn.
By the way, Dave, it's always so much fun to look at the old pictures when you walk through Macy's Marshall Field State Street
store.
They do a nice
job
there. And I've seen in years past, Christmases past, where they've put up some displays on the decorating the building. You know, they would close out the building, and you know, people would basically stay there all night decorating and open up the next day. That would be fun. That would have been fun to do.
Oh, I think so,
too. Can you imagine being in that building at night, in the middle of the night, no shoppers, and just
getting everything ready?
Getting everything ready and looking around. That would be just a wonderful experience.
No question. No question. They do have a nice history area on the seventh floor that really talks about the traditions of the store and then
yes,
the holiday
sir.
Season as well. They
yep.
do a nice job. Chicago's first Christmas tree. The first tree was lit in 1913 on Christmas Eve by Mayor Carter Harrison in Grant Park. It was a 35-foot Douglas spruce placed on a 40-foot pole studded with smaller trees. It was decorated with 600 multicolored lights and topped with the Star of Bethlehem. But there was a Christmas tree ship that has some history here in Chicago, too, right, Dave?
Yes, the Rouse Simmons. That was the Christmas tree ship and tragically sank as it was headed to Chicago with the whole load of Christmas trees. And, you know, I'm drawing a little bit of a blank here about the little girl that said, so I'm going to paraphrase her quote
yeah.
saying when it was, you know, communication being what it was back then, you know, no one sending instantaneous messages saying that the ship isn't going to make it, you know, when they finally discovered what had happened. This one little girl said, "Well, how can it be Christmas without the Christmas tree ship?"
No question.
And you know, it's wonderful to see today now the Coast Guard ship. We had it here just a few weeks ago that came in and delivered Christmas trees in keeping with that tradition.
In keeping with the tradition. Of course, we have so many others with the Chris Kindle Market. I love that it's also at Wrigley Field as well.
Yes. And by the way,
the
that will be open until New Year's Eve.
Love hearing that.
Yeah.
Love hearing that. I got to go make it over there for
sure. Yeah, the one in Daly Plaza closes this evening, but the Wrigley Field, Gallagher Way, that will be open until New Year's Eve.
Good to know. Thank you, Dave.